This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another coronavirus variant has turned up in Colorado. The B1351 variant, also called the South African variant, was discovered at a state prison in Buena Vista. Two staff members and one inmate tested positive. The South African version spreads more quickly than other forms of the virus. It also appears to make vaccines less effective. Business owners with fewer than 20 employees have exclusive access to federal pandemic aid through tomorrow. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Payroll Protection Program provides loans to small businesses for paying staff and other expenses, like rent. Lindsay Vagoda is the Colorado director for the Small Business Majority, an advocacy group. She says business owners in communities of color and rural areas are struggling to get the aid, even with changes meant to make it easier for those groups to access the funding.
There are huge gaps in our state that resources have just simply and information has simply not gotten to.
Vagoda urges business owners to call their local small business development center for assistance. The program will be open to all eligible borrowers through March 31st. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose and Ed Perlmutter are working together on legislation that modernizes and invests in federal labs. Their bill requires reports every 2 years on the status of federal labs and estimated costs of any needed improvements. There are more than 30 federal labs in Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.